We're back with a podcast on the third tone.
Mm-hmm. Which is my favorite tone.
It's Brendan's favorite tone, and it is the most grueling of the tones.
Mm. Only if you don't like fun.
Yeah.
I like fun. It's a tough tone.
It's the most interesting tone.
Yeah, and it jumps around and switches on you sometimes. It's untrustworthy. It's fickle. And it's easy to get wrong if you start in the wrong point.
But you said that.
Yeah. Right. But that comes later. Right now we're in the honeymoon with the third tone. And everything is roses.
Oh, it's first love.
And we're not going to talk about Tone Sandy until some later podcast.
Yes. Okay. And everything about third tone right now is interesting and funny. For me, I think.
Misery lies ahead. But
David is the bitter ex of the third tone.
Look, I said it before. I'll say it again. The third tone, it's the toughest tone.
You said that in the second one. You said
that in the second tone.
Come on. Well, I'll remember it.
At the time, I really thought the second tone was the toughest tone. But now I'm telling you, honestly, the third tone is it.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what they call that?
What's that?
Lying.
That's called emotional honesty. I'm willing to face up to my own mistakes.
Your own tonal demons.
So, anyway, if we're going on, moving past my inconsistencies to what this tone actually is. Brennan, what is the third tone?
Third tone's a dipping tone is the easiest way to remember it. It starts out kind of around the middle of your range, drops down to the bottom, and then shoots up to the top.
Yeah. Easy to get wrong also. People will misunderstand you if your starting point for it is in the wrong place. Sometimes you'll say something like you'll say the fourth tone or you'll say the first tone. And if you slide immediately into the third tone from where you end those characters or end those tones, people won't understand what you're saying. You got to jump right back up to the middle of your voice vocal range. Echo, why don't you give us some examples?
Ni.
You.
Ni.
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 Straightforward. Me.
Wo.
Me or I.
Yeah.
Hao.
Good.
Hao.
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 You can do a lot in China with just this one character, actually. Someone says something and you'd be like, "Hao."
Yeah, you can.
But you should be careful.
With this one character, you can agree to anything anybody says.
Firstborn son, Hao. Yeah. But it's useful. I mean, people do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's up there. David has only got one kidney, and it's all because of this character.
You could say that I'm Shao, a kidney, which is less.
Shao.
Shao.
Yeah, other really useful vocab we have here includes booze.
Jiu.
Jiu.
So if you wanted to say, for example, booze is good.
Jiu hen hao.
Jiu hen hao.
And there was another character snuck in the middle there that is
also
supposed to
very,
be
very, very
tone.
Useful. Yeah.
Although sometimes, as we said, it's inconsistent and it changes on you.
But well, talk about this later. Yeah.
So what is this character?
Hen.
Hen.
That's very.
Hen.
Hen.
Yeah, and so you can put words together. You can say, I am very good.
我很好。
Yeah, you are good.
你很好。你很好。
Or even hello.
你好。你好。
Yeah. So Brennan, what are your thoughts on the third tone?
The third tone is great. You're going to have a lot of fun with it. You're going to have hours and hours and hours
hours
of fun
on
it. Yeah. And
it's like one of those.
You may forget at the time how much fun you're having.
It's like an old friend that you see a lot of.
Who owes you money.
Yeah. Yeah, your spirits go down sometimes and then they come back up.
But rapidly.
Yeah, it's a very cute friend.
Yeah.
Very cute. Like, Mei.
Mei.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's not cute. Kinda. Oh, no, cute would be Ke'ai, which has some third tone in it. But consider yourself steeled. When you get up to the intermediate level, life gets a lot more difficult with this tone. But for now, as Brennan said, enjoy the honeymoon. If you have any questions, send us an email. And also, if you go through to the vocab page, you can click to listen to all of these words over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. and others. There is, like I said, a lot of fun to be had with this tone, with a thing we call tone sandi, which is when tones change. Right now, we're not going to get into that. This is the honeymoon. Tone sandi is the messy custody battle.
Yeah, you can think that it's not going to betray you, but it will. Oh, it will.
But when it does, we can meet together over a bottle of jiu and discuss it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.